Here is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon. Several hundred children and their parents attended the Heroes Day this morning, held at the National Guard Armory. Batman, Superman, Captain America, along with Spider-Man all greeted the children as they entered the Armory Hall. Inside, the children saw up close real heroes of Plymouth County, including military personnel and vehicles from the National Guard Armory, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, Lamar's Ambulance Services, Plymouth County Conservation Board, and the Lamar's Police Department. Also available were two inflatable bouncy gyms complete with obstacles and slides, giving children added fun for the morning event. Included as part of the day's fun was an area designated for face painting and the creation of capes from T-shirts. Guests were served free hot dogs and chips. The day is about honoring all the superheroes in our lives and community, both the fictional and the real-life heroes who place their lives on the line each day for our safety. Today's event was hosted by the Lamar's Optimist Club and the National Guard Armory. Pictures of today's Heroes Day will be featured on the KLEM website. State Auditor Rob Sand is crossing the state to learn from people as to how government agencies from the state, county, or city, or other public entities such as schools can become more efficient and save money. Sand calls the program PI for Public Innovations and Efficiencies.
And we're calling it PI because it ought to be as popular as PI. The idea is if we can save money by doing things a different way at the local level, the county level, and the state level, then we ought to do it. And this is an office that has always had the authority to make these kind of recommendations, to talk about these kind of issues, and has never really done it. And I'm just very excited to have the opportunity to have been elected and to get this project off the ground so that we're saving taxpayer money everywhere we can.
Sand held town hall meetings Friday at Council Bluffs, Holstein, Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City. He says he is searching for common sense ideas that oftentimes would be overlooked as a means to save the taxpayers' money, such as unplugging electronics at the conclusion of a workday. He says government entities will be encouraged to fill out a checklist to measure their progress on becoming more efficient.
Another piece is energy efficiency, the buildings themselves, making recommendations for how you can do a better job with that. Another one would be process efficiency. The Iowa State Extension runs a lean consortium where they help people make their processes for getting their job done more efficient. That's a good thing to do. And then another one is just new and innovative ways of doing things that government has to do to make sure that we are keeping up with the latest and the greatest in terms of efficiency. And those things all go on this checklist. We're going to have counties and cities and state departments fill this checklist out every year. And then you're going to be able to track your progress for your county, track your progress for your town through looking at how they're doing in our PI contest every year.
Sand says that the state auditor's office began looking at being more efficient and saving taxpayers' money on day two of Sand's term. He says that the auditor's office is releasing public audit reports in a different and more efficient manner.
We actually estimated that even excluding the amount that we spent on postage, we're going to save about $12,000 every single year because the office, every time it conducted an audit, when they were done with it, they would print it out, they would bind it with some nice binders, and they'd do that for as many copies as they needed to give one to each elected official, whether it's on the city council or the board of supervisors. Then, on top of that, they'd mail it to them. My second day, probably, in the job, I said, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to email them a PDF, and if they want to print it out, that's fine, they can print it out. But we shouldn't be assuming that we need to put all these resources into printing something when a lot of people are happy to just look at a PDF on their computer.
A state auditor estimated his staff worked a total of 325 hours each year just to print and bind audit reports. He has collected a list of ideas from each of those town hall meetings, which he hopes to implement within the next few months. The Lamar's High School will be celebrating their prom this evening with the theme Evening in Paris. Nancy Isebrand is the prom coordinator and says that the students decorated both high school gymnasiums to reflect the theme of being in Paris.
Our theme is A Night in Paris, and the kids have come up with their own different ideas for photo stops within the promenade. And we have also decided to decorate Carey Gym, where the dance will be held, with a Paris theme, where we have a cafe, a Parisian cafe, and we have miniature Eiffel Towers on the tables for the concessions and lights straight from the ceiling.
Inside the new competition gymnasium stands a replica of the Eiffel Tower as the main focal point for the promenade. Isobrand says that the promenade will begin at 6:30 p.m.
The doors will open to the public at 5:30 and you'll enter through the bulldog. Students will then be announced and enter underneath the Eiffel Tower and proceed to a beautiful lit up column setting. They're going to come over to a lock bridge from Paris, where it's famous for hanging the locks when you are engaged or in love from different people. And the kids have worked hard to actually put every couple on there. And then they are proceeding to the Arc de Triomphe and then finishing with a beautiful outdoor scene like they're in the park.
The Lamars High School prom dance will be held inside the Old Cary Gymnasium. Isobrand says that there is no banquet scheduled for this year's high school prom.
No, we tried to hold the dinner for the first time last year and we just didn't have enough students interested. So promenade will be 6:30 to about 7:30 or so. After promenade is finished, parents are invited to come down to the floor and take more pictures with the students if they wish at the different photo stops. And then the students will proceed through the cafeteria, school cafeteria, to check their bags and jackets and things before entering the gym and carry gym.
She talks about the timetable and events scheduled for this evening during the prom and the after prom activities.
The dance will be from 8 to 11, and that was moved up this year to help after prom who have a hypnotist coming. The doors open for after prom at 11:30. It officially starts at 12, but they're going to have a hypnotist that could only be there for a limited time, so that's why we moved everything up. After prom is organized by the parents, and as far as I know, other than a hypnotist, they have some games, some food, and then there will be drawings for prizes at about between 2 and 2:30. After prom is held in the middle school, so mainly in the old gymnasium and the cafeteria area in the middle school.
The high school prom coordinator says that there are several people to thank and who are responsible for getting the annual prom organized.
I just want to thank, we have a tremendous public sector that has donated so much to both prom and after prom to make this worthwhile for the students. We have a great junior class sponsors that have helped organize and work with the students to get this done. And we've had about 50 to 60 students that have worked hard in the last couple of weeks to put all this together.
And that is a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon.